The bird stood on the patio, wings limp and hanging at her sides. She stared into the window of the house. It seemed right at the woman who watched from inside. The bird wouldn't move. "I think she's depressed," the woman told me over the phone. "Is that possible for a bird to be depressed? She's been standing there for almost an hour and she hasn't moved." The bird's baby had just died. The woman called the wildlife hotline to see what she should do. The death came about after a long series of mistakes on this woman's part. The mother bird had built a nest right above the woman's doorway, but she was afraid all the commotion would be too dangerous for the mother and her baby. She was afraid that opening and shutting the door could cause the nest to fall. In an effort to make sure the baby bird wouldn't be injured, she took the nest and baby inside her home and called the wildlife hotline. She didn't know what to do, and she needed advice. The first problem was, however, that she waited about 2 hours before calling the hotline. Parent birds feed their babies as often as every 15 minutes from dusk until dawn. After 2 hours, the little bird was becoming weak from no food. The woman was told to put the nest and the bird back outside immediately so that the parent bird could continue to care for the baby. She was told that her human scent wouldn't cause the bird to abandon the little one. That's a common myth. The woman put the nest back outside in a nearby tree and waited. But the second problem was that she was impatient. She didn't see the parent come around right away, so she brought the nest back inside for a while. Then she tried putting the nest back outside, only this time she put it out on the back porch. This woman had good intentions, but she wasted too much time. She was so concerned about where to put the nest that she didn't give the parent enough time to come back. In the meantime, the baby was getting weaker and weaker. He finally died. It seemed the situation had come to an end, but it hadn't. That's when the woman called back, wanting to know if it was possible for this parent bird to be depressed. The woman tried to go outside and shoo the bird away, but she said the bird wouldn't leave. The woman had guests coming over for a barbecue. She finally had to use a broom to gently push the bird into a nearby bush where she would be out of sight and out of harm's way. Eventually, the bird flew away, but not before she had taken this woman on a serious guilt trip and raised an interesting question of whether or not birds can be depressed. We may not ever be able to answer that question, but we can do our best to prevent situations like the one above from ever happening again. Baby bird calls are perhaps one of the most common types of phone calls wildlife sanctuaries have to deal with. At Wildlife Rescue, we would get a call from someone who had found a baby bird about every minute of the day during San Antonio's spring and summer months. This went on from about April until August, with an occasional baby bird call in March or September. Baby birds can hatch consistently throughout the warmer months of the year, especially in climates that are moderately warm year-round. Some parent birds can hatch more than one nest full of babies during that time, but generally, you'll see the bulk of the baby birds in the spring. Baby birds pop out of nests like popcorn. After they're born, it's very likely that they'll fall from the nest and spend some time on the ground. That's about the time that people find them. And most often, they'll take them home in an effort to save them and even raise them. You can't blame anyone. After all, these little birds look so frail and helpless, it seems like the best thing to do. But the reality is, a baby bird's best chance of survival is in the wild without you by his side. Let's say you were able to take on the task of raising a baby bird and do it successfully. By the time that bird is a teenager, he will identify you as his parent, making it nearly impossible for him to return to the wild and associate with other birds like himself. He'll have trouble finding food because he doesn't know how, and he could endanger himself by approaching another human. The process of becoming attached to a human is called imprinting. The bird becomes dependent on you and identifies humans as family. We would often have people bring baby birds to us at the sanctuary that were in this exact situation. These people had found these birds as babies and cared for them until they were teenagers, full of feathers and ready to fly. About that time, their human caretakers generally came to their senses, realizing that they couldn't properly care for these birds any longer, and ethically realizing that the best place for them was in the wild.